Bing. Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This, COVID-19 2021 Edition. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that Kevin Pollak. Was that? Yes, that's right. I may be shorter than what is considered the average height for man, but with my lower center of gravity, my keen sense of smell, do not underestimate my ability to run for cover. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? No particular order. Please welcome back to these proceedings, Captain James McAvoy Heaney.
Thanks for having me.
Jumbo Jim, are you certified to scuba dive?
No, I'm not certified to scuba dive. But like I am a strong swimmer.
Would you like to be certified?
Are you certified to certify people?
That's going to be one of the things that happens in my pool.
All right. Sure.
Yeah. I'm setting up a
summer scuba diving in a pool.
I'm setting up a summer program to certify people to scuba dive in the pool. Are you in?
I'm in.
Okay.
I'm in.
Okay. That's all I needed. Now, please say hey to Sir Gary Anthony Williams.
Oh, Surgeon Gary Anthony Williams.
That's actually. Right.
I got a doctorate in surgery. What was it? Three days ago now.
All right. It's toe surgery, though, right?
Is it anything? I guess it is because they said anything below midfoot. So yeah, I guess that's mostly toe.
My liege, while assembling your kingdom's crest, what's most important that we engrave in the center?
Oh wow! Seriously, and this is. Yep. I don't hate cats. I need to know. Is that a cat over your shoulder? By the way, Pollock. On the couch? What is that?
What is that?
Is it a cat?
You know what? I'm not at liberty to say.
Okay. It's like a cat. But seriously, I don't hate them. And if I leave anything in this world, letting people know that's it. I don't hate them. I don't hate them.
No.
Okay.
Thank you for that. That's what'll be in the center. Holy crap! Jackie Gonzalez DeRuthi is here.
Yes.
It girl forever. Tell us about that time you did that thing to what's her face.
Honestly, it was really, really rough. She's one of my best friends to this day, and I don't even want to like think about it. It's something that I've kind of black hole because of how cruel it was. But you know, we were in fourth grade, so I wasn't at the capacity. And the fact that we could still move on and be best friends is amazing, but it haunts me to this day for sure.
Oh, I thank you for that. I thank you for your honesty. I thank you for the potential lawsuit coming. And last, but right in your pie hole, if you think him least, it's Joey Greer. What is the right telephone number? I gave out two different numbers for you last time, and I just need the correct one, please.
Well, what are you trying to call about? That's the question.
Anything?
Well, anything. All right. Yeah. Well, let's be a little more specific. I got a lot of numbers. Okay. I got a lot of lines because I'm doing a lot of things.
Sure.
People call me for advice, Kevin. This isn't a fuck around phone line, okay? You're not just going to clog it up just because you want to chat.
So, all right? So you're saying it's not a fuck around phone line?
It's not a fuck around. Well, one of them is. But which one? That's my question.
Right.
Okay. The fuck around phone line. What's the number for that?
It's actually a very serious number, something very near and dear to my heart. Oh. It was actually a number given to me by a close family member who actually couldn't see numbers. They couldn't use numbers in any way. Wow. So the number significance of that number is so very important. So very important. And actually the numbers connected together.
Don't all numbers connect together?
No, James, not all numbers connect together, okay? There's sometimes a dash or a decimal point, all right? That breaks the numbers up, all right?
Okay.
I'm pissed.
I don't feel like we got a number yet, did we?
No. Well, the number, so.
Just the number, man. That's all we need. We don't need a story. We don't need.
Let's do nine. Seriously, why don't you just give the number?
Let's just do nine.
I'm going to dial nine right now on my phone and see if I get
careful. If you accidentally do 1-1 later, you're going to get big trouble.
All right, let's do a damn show. All of our scene suggestions gather, of course, from your listener emails or from our patron VIPs. What's that? You'd like to become a patron supporter of the show? Fine. We'll get you some exclusive content and other perks, including video of Joey. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via old-timey email. Oh, the patron, by the way, in case you didn't know, is patreon.com/alchemythis. Old-timey email is alchemythis@gmail.com. That's
alchemythis@gmail.com.
Scene one comes from patron VIP Jake. Jake, who wrote, "Hi, Kevin. Thanks so much for taking my last scene suggestion. I have another. Parents convinced their pre-verbal children are trying to communicate to them through pooping. I promise this is not inspired by true events. Thanks, Jake." We just have the twins. So, you know, they're going to run around together most of the time.
Ma'am, I can handle babysitting. This is not new to me.
Okay.
I babysit everybody in a 3-mile radius of this block. Even some children who are too old.
Well, I just don't think you understand. We just have the twins. These are our only children. So important that you you get that. Like, these are precious children.
No, trust me. Trust me. You can leave. Look, I'm not even going to charge you for this. I'm not going to charge you for your first 16 babysitting with me.
Oh, my goodness.
That's how much trust I want you to have in me.
Wow. Well, that's extraordinary.
Honey, I don't even know. Like, are we really looking for a deep discount on a babysitter, or are we looking for somebody that's expensive? I mean,
I've told you this before. I want a discounted price on my steaks and on my babysitting.
Okay, it's just our babies are smarter than other babies. These babies can communicate.
You do realize that I have several degrees in babyology.
Please. Do you really?
Yeah. Why don't you two just scooch on out of the house and let me take care of your little ones?
I like where he's coming from. Let's do some scooching.
Should we warn him about the...
Should we?
I don't know about warn. I mean we should maybe inform him. If he's into babyology, then he maybe has seen this before.
Discovery's half the fun. Do we really need to tell him?
All right.
Thank God I have a hearing problem where when couples discuss something, I can't even understand what they're saying.
Right.
Okay.
I left you, by the way, a steak on the hood of your car for your trip out to where you're going tonight.
Dr. Carter, I'm finding some really strange results in the twins that we just saw. I'm not 100%, but I'm getting some kind of vocal tones from the fecal samples that we got.
Dr. Winston, are you trying to tell me that you're getting some sort of vocal tones from the fecal samples that we took earlier?
Are you just choosing not to hear me, doctor? I mean, like, every time, you know, I'm not the best doctor out there. I know that. Okay,
Dr. Winston, I just want to confirm that you just said that you're not the best doctor out there. So I just want to confirm that.
Yeah, I can say that.
Okay, great.
I didn't I didn't place in the Doctor Olympics. That's
okay. So that's another confirmation.
Dr. Carter, Dr. Winston, forgive me for interrupting. If you'll step into the next room, the fecal tones are making some type of strange tones. The fecal matter is.
Let's get in there quickly. This is exactly what I was talking about. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. These waves are off the chart. Is there any way, nurse, is there any way to mix these vocal tones with maybe any other tones that we have? Can we mix these vocal tones with any other tones
yes,
that we have?
Absolutely. We have some tones of some baby sperm whales that we've taken from the oceanology department. If you'll excuse me for just a moment, I'll go and get those.
Fantastic.
Dr. Winston, I want to be frank. This is why you don't have a medal in the Doctor Olympics. This is exactly why. You muddle things. What we want to do is try to understand the tones that are coming out of this fecal matter. And yet now you're trying to make some kind of cacophony with a bunch of different tone samples from odd things.
Here are the tone samples. Pardon me, Dr. Winston, Dr. Carter.
Thank you. I brought
back the tone samples from the baby sperm whales. If I could just align them here. Let's see. QWERTY keyboard. There you are. And now.
There's definitely a bear or a cat in mixed wind with this. With the whale noises.
I was making progress, and every time you take it 5 steps back, you add something in there that ruins my current research. And I am an Olympian doctor.
There you are, Mr. and Mrs. Looks like maybe this is one of your first date nights out, huh? You look a bit haggard.
We're married. We've been married for long enough to have, yeah.
May I recommend the chimichurri tonight?
Ooh, that does sound good.
And wine? Anyone care for wine? We have it by the glass.
Don't get me started. I can wine for the best of them.
Clever. Does the chimichurri make one gassy?
No, yeah, absolutely it does, madam.
Follow-up question?
Yes, please.
What doesn't make him gassy? Is this thing...
Is that thing on? That thing is on.
I'm worried about. I don't want her to be gassy. My gas doesn't smell that bad.
This is a wonderful conversation. Let me go and get your chimichurri. Bring you back
the wine. I'm not sure that we want the chimichurri.
Wait, don't. Honey,
I'll tell you what. I'll bring half the chimichurri and then I won't bring the other half. How about that? Then you can...
Yes, great.
Cor, are you pushing the chimichurri?
I need you
to push the sauce, okay? And it can't go on anything. I want to be serving people cups, bowls, troughs of sauce. We made way too much. We don't have enough meat to put it on.
There's a couple out there. One gets very gassy. I'm going to bring them half a bowl of the chimichurri because the other...
We got to make it a full bowl, Cor. We're pushing the chimichurri tonight.
Then let me just say
the full bowl is half. Just say the full bowl is half.
That's genius. Oh, my God. Are you serious right now, Kevin?
Are you serious right now? Let me put these dishes back. Sorry for interrupting.
No, please. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Boss, I can see when I've been bested. I quit. Kevin, here's my apron.
I can't disagree with this. I mean, we are in the dinner rush, but my God, Kevin, my God. Cor, thank you for your service.
Honey, listen, I don't know how to broach the subject, so I'll just throw it out.
Okay, well, hold my hands when you tell me.
Okay. Oh, have you been moisturizing?
They're just sweaty.
Oh, okay. So maybe you saw the writing on the wall sort of thing as to why I asked for this date?
No. I just thought it was maybe an anniversary I forgot. Maybe it was your birthday or my birthday. I have no idea.
No, it's about Joey Jr. I don't think he is going to communicate beyond his current level of communicating.
I mean, that's... Why would you say that? He's not even 2 years old, and he's able to communicate through his poop.
Right.
I mean, that's brilliant. That's genius. That's baby genius on a level of 10.
All right, here's your half chimichurri.
Chimichurri's to the rim of the bowl.
Yeah, it's half a cup. Sorry, but Landon had to step out for a moment, so I'll be your server for the rest of the evening. I just knew about the... Oh, man. Wow. It's
hot. My God. It's delicious.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it's so good.
Sorry. His pants are just
don't drink that.
A little tight on me. I just had this put on his clothes. And they're just a little tight.
Don't unbutton but, those.
I don't know if you...
All right, babies. Then everybody relax. Little Joey Jr., you relax. Joey Jr. too, I need you to relax as well. I'm going to read to you from the book of... are you making a poo-poo in your pants? That's only natural. What do you mean that you don't like the color of my shirt? Wait a minute. Your mouth didn't move, and yet I understood everything you were... I'm going to gently remove your diaper right now. I don't want anybody to be worried. I do have a doctorate in babyology.
About damn time, man. Holy shit.
What the hell is going on here?
How do you think it is, man?
That baby Joey Jr., your poop is sentient.
Yeah, it is. That's how I speak, all right?
This is beyond anything I've ever heard. Oh, baby Joey Jr. too? Does your poop have anything to say?
Better open that diaper, man.
It doesn't. Let me call my friends, Dr. Carter and the other one. Hold on.
Hey, man, you got to brag that your friends are doctors. You didn't, you know what I mean? Come on.
Dr. Carter speaking. Hello.
Yeah, hey, how you doing, man? I'm over here babysitting, as I am wont to do.
Hey, Carl, what's up?
Hey, how you doing? How you doing, doctor?
All right.
Yeah, I'm over here babysitting, as I am wont to do.
And yes.
Just listen to this. Let me hold the phone down here.
Okay.
Well, it was all about season two. The arc for me really blew out then. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not like, it's not one of those things where you...
I'm going to give you one guess what you were just listening to.
Oh, I think I was listening to maybe a 10-year-old.
No, you weren't. You were listening to the poop of someone who's less than 2 years old.
Carl, listen, we've talked about this before, okay?
Yes?
Poop can't speak. I know you have your theories.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to load these two babies up in the car. The parents did not give me the permission to leave the house with them, but Carl, I'm coming immediately to your doctor's office. Carl, this is something you're going to want to see.
Carl?
Too late. I'm already driving.
Can I save you some time and suggest that you use your phone?
Dr. Carter?
Yep.
Dr. Carter.
Oh, yeah, what's going on?
I just want to let you know that I'm actually leaving
the office.
What
are you doing?
Well, I'm letting you know that I'm leaving the office. I've got to go train the next Olympian. The next Olympic trials are. Good God, how long does it take you to get out of your sleep fog? I got to go now. So I don't really have time for you to slowly come to. Can you wake up?
I'm awake. I'm talking to you.
I have some training for the trials. I got to switch my dismount for the appendectomy. My last one was sloppy and I lost 2 points. It's absolutely ludicrous.
Oh my gosh.
Good God. What's my name?
Dr. Carter.
Yes, it is Dr. Carter. Okay, so you're awake enough. Okay, great. So you're awake enough. Take care.
What's my name?
Dr. Carter.
I'm Dr. Carter.
Carl, again, if you could just turn around and use your phone's video capability.
Hey, man.
I'm driving.
Look, man, I want to go to Mickey D's, man. You better pull over.
I'm driving at high speed right now. If you could, this is something that you have
man,
to
you
see
missed it,
in person.
Man, damn.
All right. Okay, fine.
I'm less than a block away from the office. If you would do me a favor, just open up the bay doors. I'm going to drive the car right into them.
Does this thing got tunes or what?
Let me just hit the bay doors.
Don't worry, baby Joey Jr. You'll hear all the tunes that you need to hear when we get
ready. Don't worry, man. I'm away from the place that I call home. I've been stuck in a car with no AC, no music.
I don't know when this guy's going to bring us our check. That chimichurri's already stinking this whole place up.
Listen, I'm sorry to have dumped all that on you, okay? I just felt like the time was right. And,
well, this is serious. I want to get back to the babies. I think I can prove to you we can teach it to. We can teach Joey Jr. to speak a word. Just ba ba da da.
But
ma,
not
ma.
Joey Jr. too. Jay, that's not happening.
I mean, I think one at a time. We gotta. If we can't fix one's brain, we can't fix.
Excuse me, guys. Pardon me. I'm sorry. Oh. Hi, my name is Melanie. I'm the district manager at the restaurant. I hope you enjoyed your chimichurri.
Oh, hello, Melanie.
There's a telephone call for Mr. Joey. Mr. Joey Skendel.
That's me.
There you are. And your son's calling, I suppose. And there you are.
My son.
Yes.
Okay. Do you mind putting it on speakerphone? Does this thing have speakerphone?
Yes, it does, of course. Hold on. Let's see. Star. There.
Okay. Hello?
Hello?
This is Pop
Hello?
Pop.
Oh. Am I on speaker?
You're on speaker.
Why am I on speaker? Can you put me on? I mean.
No. I want you to hear
call,
this conversation
Dad.
I'm having with your mother.
What's
your mother
happening?
Doesn't think.
Mom, Dad, look, relax. Fine, look, I'll tell. Look.
It sounds like you're in a car.
And you're
was
from the
in a
south.
Car. I mean, I'm kind of in the car, yeah. And, you know, I'm in a bay. I'm in some kind of loading bay. That's the best way I can describe it.
Joey Jr., what are you doing with my telephone? What are you doing with my phone?
Oh,
you hang that up immediately.
Shit,
hang that up
okay.
immediately.
Oh, find me. Find me.
Melanie, I didn't fire him. I know I'm not the district. I'm just the manager of this one store. I didn't fire him. He quit. He saw how good Kevin was, and he just, he quit. He gave him his clothes. He walked out of here butt naked. Nothing really was my fault, so I don't know why I'm coming under fire.
Well, it seems that, and forgive me if I'm wrong, I'm looking through a stack of paperwork, and he was found butt naked wandering down the street saying,
yeah, that's not my fault. That's outside of the restaurant.
Of course it is. Of course it is. But he still was wearing all the flair from it. He had his more chimichurri button
on. He kept the buttons on the skin. And that was really what was concerning. So I think it's good that he left. You know, like, that's a volatile person. Also, can I just say how annoyed I am that, like, I'm really amped up and, like, you're so calm about this. Like, the calmness is killing me.
Oh, you have to be calm. In this day and age, in this environment... And by the way, I do say environment. I hit the N. I really hit it every time.
Damn, that's great.
If this is what they call POF, poking a fun, I'm not having fun with this.
Are you doing some poking fun? It was me being supportive. It's coming off that way just because I'm like, I'm amped. I'm just like, I thought that I was getting in trouble. I need to calm down. Okay. I need to come down to your level. Sorry.
That said, corporate headquarters has a lot more chimichurri than we realized we had. And we're going to bring it all over to your store.
Even more.
You have to move it. The chimichurri has to be moved. You have to move the chimichurri.
I'm sorry, I ordered a hot dog, and now you're just going to give me chimichurri?
Okay, that's scene one. They have so much. When you order anything, you get chimichurri.
That's what you get.
Scene two comes from our pal, Kristen Kelly, who wrote, "What if podcasting technology had always been around? Never mind how. What kind of topics would be discussed during the Bronze Age? What sort of ads would be read by the host during the Renaissance? What kind of listeners would call in during the Victorian era? Please do a montage of podcasting throughout history, beginning in the Stone Age and concluding in the distant spacefaring future."
So involved.
That is really...
You're too close to your mic, I think, is the issue. Huh? Yeah, if you just... Clug, if you could just back away a little bit.
Okay,
from
Okay, I'll back away. Yeah, I'll back away. Hey, yeah. Sound better now?
Much better. Great forehead, by the way. We're very pleased.
Thank you.
Very pleased at the front office. Okay, I'm going to count you down, and then you just jump right in. Three, two, one.
Welcome back to This Rocks. Today we have a couple people coming in to sit by the microphone to talk about the new rocks that they found in the area. This first one is Grig. Grig, tell me about new rocks you found.
Clug, I found Ignatius.
Ignatius?
Ignatius, Clug.
What do you do with Ignatius rock?
Clug, I made a simple tool. I fashioned bearings for a wheel.
What is a wheel? What?
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 I'm sorry, but Clug's got to go. All right.
What are you talking about?
Well, he's scratching.
He's playing
the
audience. He's the audience. He's scratching the everyman.
On every cave wall that he loves, making love.
Yes.
To sheep. All right. We can't have that.
What can't we have? Sorry.
We can't have that. It's bad for our advertisers, all right?
Okay, guys, I'm sorry I'm late for the meeting.
Sheep is one of our biggest advertisers.
I'm sorry I'm late for the meeting. We just got the numbers in, and Clug's show is literally through the cave.
Thank you. Thank you.
They're loving his monosyllabic kind of speak. And by the way, have you seen his forehead lately? And this is serious for me.
Huge.
That thing is signaling ships at sea. It's fantastic.
Anyways, I just wanted to report that. Oh. Has anyone seen my spear?
Uh-oh.
Has anyone seen my spear?
Where was it? Was it on the wall?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's a communal wall, so.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that. I just leaned it against the... Okay, my bad.
I'm just saying.
My bad. No.
I don't know who took it. I'm not saying I took it. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but I just realized that I put it in the wrong place. It wasn't even about...
I'm not saying I took it.
Yeah, I came in here all accusatory. You know what they say about people who accuse? It makes an act out of use, right? Okay, I got to go behind.
Well, if the numbers are good, what are you going to do?
I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to give him a raise.
That's what we're going to do.
Fight the competition.
We got to give him more sand. So be it.
Yeah.
We're going to have to find all the sand we can get. We're going to have to give it to him.
I think we got to give him more than the best sand we have to offer. I think we got to give him shoes. Go with me on this. You put things on the feet So you're not walking. There's this thing between the sand and your feet. It's the latest, greatest.
I don't need this crazy shit that you keep on pitching people, okay? I don't need this.
I know it's space age, but they're called shoes, and I think they're going to catch on.
You think? I guarantee you the calluses on our feet are going to carry us.
Try these on.
Till the end of time.
Try these on.
Oh.
This is just prototype.
What the heck are these?
Okay. Walk around the cave.
All right. So this is just...
Talk to me.
Just lizard bladder? That's what my foot is in right now?
Okay. So specific, yes.
All right. Okay, it does hug the ankle.
Right.
Okay, yeah.
Clark doesn't want to advertise shoes. I don't like shoes. I want sand.
Look, we got you sand. That's in the deal.
I don't want shoes. You want me to tell my listener to wear shoes? These are dumb. Look at how dumb you look.
Come on. Look, the bladders really do work, okay? They have great grip, and they make a funny noise every time you step, all right? Who doesn't like that?
I don't like that.
I get it.
Look at the bottom of my feet. Look at the bottom of my
feet. Super callous.
Look
good. Super callous. Yes, you can't feel anything. Super callous. Me too. Yeah. Me too. But this is just, you know, maybe for the higher end sand.
Just try him on. Just try him on. Come on. Just try him on.
Clark, I don't like him.
Oh my God. He's going to kill me.
Where's my spear?
He's going to kill me.
Oh, no, no. Don't.
Was it on the wall?
Clug, 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 clug. Look at me. Look at me.
Was it on the wall?
Look at me. Food. Food.
Food.
Yeah. Food.
Food.
Yeah, food good.
Yeah, he's food. Get spear.
Yeah. He's food. That's fine.
Now, here at the Podcast Museum, we have archived every single audio file from the beginning of time all the way to current, even a little further past that, if you can believe it. That's how far podcast technology has gone.
What's your favorite in the pod? Excuse me, sir?
Uh-huh.
Excuse me, sir? I had my hand raised.
Right. Sir, I raised my hand to tell you that her hand was raised.
But mine has been actually waiting here. I've been holding mine up. Right. And he just said, excuse me, while he shot his up. So sir, really.
Okay, you two. Look, you two have been doing this the entire tour, all right? You two have been doing this the entire tour. Now, it's obvious that you came together. I don't know why you keep fighting with each other about this.
They're my children, so please be nice.
Are these your twins? Okay.
I'd love to hear about the Old West podcast. Do you have anything there in the museum with the Old West podcast?
Actually, I do. And I'm going to refuse to even hear what your two questions were. All right? I want that to be clear.
come on. My kids, we paid tickets to come in here.
Here on Victoria, I'm going to talk to you about my personal trials and tribulations about being a woman. My father has me betrothed to a man that I loathe.
Where is it from? From whence doth he come?
He's from the fields of Chesterton.
Chesterton?
And I can't stand the fields.
He's from the Chesterfields, is he?
Here's the thing, Alana. Mm. I happen to be in love. I happen to be in love with the pale milk boy down the road. Yeah. He touches me on the arm, and it feels like he's touching me all over.
Then why don't you simply let him touch you all over? What's the harm there?
I have so many layers on. How could he even get there?
Yeah.
Pantaloons?
Yes.
Then that one skirt that has, that's stiff.
The ruffles,
then that
other skirt
on top.
Yes.
It'd be best if I knew the names. Then the one other, the top skirt that also has the bustle.
I assure you, Miss, you didn't need to know the names of each layer of your garment. This is what all the rage in the new cities are wearing. I think you'll be quite pleased if you just...
Is there anything that has less layers? I'm interested in being, how do I say, available to touch?
Say no more. Say no more. I believe we've got just the thing. Let me put the model out in the right outfit and come out and show you. Hold on 1 second, please.
Thank you so much.
Be right back. Hey, Reggie.
What's up?
I need you to dress in the outfit with the hole in the back. Can you do that?
Yeah, all right. I'll do it again, but this time you're going to need to pay me, all right?
All right, absolutely pay you, mate. 100 quid. Sound good?
My leg hasn't healed all the way, but it's festering out.
200 quid. That's my final offer.
Or I could do it.
Yeah, the one with the nice big hole in the back.
Yeah, what you said, you know, in the back, eh? Yeah.
Very good. Very well, ma'am. The model will be out in just a moment. Would you give some more tea, a spot of tea, perhaps?
I would absolutely adore it. And let me be clear.
Yes?
In terms of payment, I've just brought in 2 meat pies. So whatever dress 2 meat pies pays for.
Let me make sure we've got just the thing for you. Be right back, miss. Hey, Reggie.
Fuck my leg.
Yeah, forget it, mate. It doesn't matter.
What do you mean, forget it? Is that for my own?
Just come out in your bloomers. No one cares.
My bloomers? You want me to come out here with my legs all festering out?
I do, actually, because I want to chase this one away. Come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
All right.
Here we are, miss. The latest from...
A horse kicked it.
Lots of... Wow, so it's so pussy. It looks like blood, but it's yellow.
Slight dog leg left, that, this mate.
I actually have quite an interest in the newfangled thing, maybe. Medicine? Right. Let me take a look.
Medicine? Don't believe in that.
I believe if I pray
hard enough, the good Lord will heal my leg. Fucking hell.
I believe if perhaps I put on some kind of tourniquet, maybe I could stop blood flow, but would that help the pus? Maybe not.
Fucking hell. Jeez.
See, I don't know much.
Pardon me, good sir. Are you the fair milkman with the fair skin?
I think that sounds like you're describing me.
Well, a friend of mine has shown her interest in you. But I
want to...
Yes, but I'd like to speak to you personally first.
All right.
My friend has something of a problem, you see.
Well, I mean, can you walk with me while I deliver this milk?
Of course I can.
Because this milk will spoil if I just stand here. Okay, so go ahead. What's the problem?
So perhaps I should walk closer to you in case I stumble. I have very delicate ankles.
Yeah, but it seems like you've got some sores on your face. Maybe not get too close.
They're not so much sores as they are my soul exposing itself to you.
All right. So go ahead. What's the wifey that your friend has?
My friend, who doesn't know much about love, told me to tell you that if she comes over, whatever you do, don't touch her.
I mean, typically I don't. I'm just a milkman. I don't touch anybody. Hold on one second. Let me knock on the door. Milkman!
What is it? What
it's a milkman! It's a milkman! Is it?
Jesus Christ! She's got a plague!
She's not with me. She's not with me. She hasn't put her mouth in the milk.
I'm with
she hasn't
him.
Put her mouth in the milk. Don't worry about it.
Get out of here. I don't want your plague milk.
But you got to pay me for that milk. Damn it. All right, you got to scram. Who is it that you don't want me to touch?
All right, Professor Click-Clack, we are ready to begin the podcast now. Your guest today, by the way, is author of... a best-selling screen production, and he'll tell you all about it. His name is Rimmon. I'm going to count you down.
Okay, so we're going to be talking to an author these days, and this author will be, I think it's Mr. Rimjob. Was it Rimjob?
Rimmon, the name is Rimmon.
I'm so sorry. Okay, so you've got a new book that you'd like to, I guess we're going to advertise it here on the cast.
Yes, Professor Glick-Glack, that's exactly what I have, a new book.
All right, and I'm sorry, these my papers are all rustled up. I don't quite... what is it about?
Now, in the future podcast section, you can see...
I have a question about that last one. What's a rim job?
I'm not going to... Sir, can you hand... I'm not going to answer that to your
children. They've got me stumped, too. I don't know.
I have a question that supersedes.
did Jesse James do a podcast or didn't he? That's all I need to know.
Sir, the Western podcast section is under renovation. I've told you that before, okay? You're going to have to come back another time.
So you're going to insist on answering these kids' questions?
I'm not going to. I've told you before. I'm going to hear the question. I'm going to allow it.
What's a rim job?
Dave, the Western thing, the Western section, they're going to open it up a little bit later today.
Today?
Today? Oh, that's good news. Today, the Western section. What am I the only one who understands me?
do you work here?
Wonk, wonk, wonk. Wonk, wonk, wonk.
Welcome back to the Old West with your star, Dave Castlefell.
Thanks very much, Clyde. Well, folks, welcome back. We're going to sit around the campfire again and hear stories of the trail. That's the wolf howl that tells us my guest is here. So let's bring him in. This is Sheriff Thompson. Sheriff Thompson, thank you for joining us today.
Howdy.
Yeah.
Oh, I brought my friend.
Oh, look who you got here.
I just couldn't help but notice you call it Old West, and it just is the West to me.
Is this
but I'll stay. I'm not. I'll stay out of this.
So your friend here is coming in hot. I like it.
Yeah.
Is this one of your misfits that you rustled up?
I wish. This is U.S. Marshal Henry Saddlinger.
Pardon me, Marshal. Welcome to these here proceedings. Now, we're going to start things off a little differently here this evening with a dance number, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
So, Marshal.
Hold on. Sorry for interrupting. Is U.S. Marshal Saddlinger here?
That's me.
There's a scallywag outside who says he's got a bullet with your name on it.
Oh, this is getting exciting, folks.
Don't tell him you found me.
I've already told him you're in here in the podcast booth. I'm sorry I didn't realize it. The wrong thing to do.
Now, what we're seeing there, folks, is the marshals.
Everybody put your hands up. Marshal, you're coming with me and everyone else. Put all your gold and doubloons and whatever else inside of this here satchel.
But you want both our gold and our doubloons?
I want your gold. Oh, no. I want your doubloons. I want your bullion. Give me the loot. And Marshall, don't you forget, you're coming with me.
That's time for our sponsors. Hold on a sec there, Marshall, if you would, please. An outlaw feller. Today we're sponsored.
I'm not kidding around.
Nope, he ain't kidding.
Come with me.
Wait, folks.
Oh, are you sure we can't do the dance on the podcast first?
That might be Billy the Kid. He said he wasn't kidding around. Let's wait and find out. Today's show is brought to you by Ketchum's Haymay. Ketchum's Haymay. If you want your horse to eat the best possible hay, you want Ketchum's.
I'll take him dead. I don't need him alive. Gold, bullion, the balloons. Put it on this satchel. Those ad reads? I want that too.
That's pirate treasure.
Give it to me. You better give it to me good. Now, can someone come help me drag this dead man's body? You can keep going with that podcast. I don't mind.
Yeah, folks, I don't know if you're catching up on this, the marshal took some butt shot in his butt. He may or may not be making it. So, let's see if my next guest is ready.
I'm ready. Here
it is. It's everybody's chum from down at the saloon, Jimmy Tinker King Man.
It's Jimmy Tinker Kinga Man. Hey, you gotta come on in the saloon lately. We got the rootin'est, tootin'est, funnest time you've ever seen.
Are you still still chasing the girls around the piano?
I ain't chasing them so much as that they're chasing me, but I just happen to be behind them. Say, we got sarsaparilla on the tap. We got a rot gut that'll make your mouth.
This week on our West podcast, I actually brought in two special guests. These girls work at the saloon with me, and we're here to talk about what's going on in this saloon that we're not happy about. Now, we've got a saloon manager who's chasing us, who's chasing us around, trying to pinch through our skirts. And it's not okay. I don't want that.
I mean, I'm going to be honest. I did. I shot him.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I shot him in the chest.
Because you have been talking about
shoulder.
That earlier.
Yeah, I did. I shot him in the chest. You know, Western justice and whatnot.
Oh, my gosh. So. I feel so much. A weight.
Well,
has
the sheriff's
lifted.
Gone, and apparently there's the U.S. Marshals. Everyone's looking for his body or something. That's what everyone's saying. So there's just no law in town. And I just thought, well, take law into my own hands.
I love that. I love a woman who's standing up for herself, mm-hmm. bringing justice, and taking mm-hmm. control of her life.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like to curse, but F that.
Absolutely.
Do
F
you
that.
Not? F that. I'm not going to stand for it anymore. F I'm going to shoot him in the fucking chest.
Can I say also to all of the gentlemen who come in and call us pretty lady, I have a name. It is Juniper
well,
Jane.
Well, it is lady. It is lady. I mean, your middle name is lady.
Yeah,
so that's
Juniper Jane
confusing.
Lady. Juniper Jane yeah. Lady. But you mm-hmm. want to call me pretty Juniper Jane Lady, that's great.
Juniper Jane, could you step into my office, please?
Of course.
As the only lady doctor here in town, I do have a question for you. Your middle name is Lady, but on your paperwork for your medical stuff, mm-hmm. you have Juniper Jane Lady.
That's right.
But your middle name is Lady. Do
is
you
lady.
Wanna? You wanna explain? You wanna explain? As a lady doctor talking mm-hmm. to another lady with a pinch-proof skirt on, do you wanna explain to me how the hell? Lady is your middle name?
Well, sure. Yet- Juniper Jane is hyphenated. That's my first name. Lady's my middle name. And I would know my last name if I knew my daddy, but I don't.
Oh, my
now,
God. I
were
didn't
you
going
to write me a prescription for that birth control, or do I have to?
Yes, but other than that, I just realized I didn't know your full story. I have a new podcast coming on called My West, and I would love for you to be my second and or third guest.
That's interesting because my podcast is called Our West. I have a bit of an issue with your titling.
Put them up, Juniper Jane Lady.
Oh, my God.
This town is literally only...
Well, those are the only two podcasts I could say from the West. I don't know what's going on, but there's some kind of like internal issue with the server or something. But, I mean, we're going to scrub. We're going to try to get...
I have a question.
I have a question.
What's birth control?
Don't tell them.
Oh, that is scene two. Finally, one of the kids actually coughed out their question. Scene three is brought to us from patron VIP Ben Booth, who wrote, "Hi, Alchemist. I have a legit question. How is this show funnier than Friends, yet the cast isn't making millions per episode? You, Ben Booth, have hit it on the head."
Yeah.
It's Ripley's. I don't know what to tell you. Here is a scene suggestion that I hope isn't too dirty. Is that possible, Joey?
We'll hear it and we'll see.
Okay. A normally meek, reserved person decides to get sexually adventurous, and the use of a butt plug, only to discover at an inopportune time that it's actually a Bluetooth speaker. Lots of love, Ben Booth. I'm happy to help the next in line. Who's the next in line here?
Sorry.
yep.
Okay. I have a problem with the product. I have a problem with the product I purchased at your store on Friday.
Yeah. Is there someone behind you?
No, actually, if we could...
Come on, Harley.
I think your phone is in your back pocket. And it's
no, it's the butt plug I bought from here on Friday.
Hey, Todd, I'm sorry to interrupt. Is there a radio on or something?
I'm trying to get to the bottom of that myself right now, actually.
I'm trying to play Come on, Eileen while I take a shit. And ain't
you know what? This is a private area. When I'm dealing with the register and talking to this man behind the register, I'd like privacy for my purchases.
This is a call from the Social Security Administration. There has been a problem with your Social Security number. Please call us back at your earliest convenience.
Did you need to take a call, friend?
It's not a good time for that.
Okay.
Actually,
so you're saying all of this sound is coming from
a butt plug that you bought from us?
Yeah, I bought a butt plug on Friday. If you could just keep your voice down, that's my neighbor. He's
Oh, I know you, man. You bought the one with the little horse tail on it, right?
No. I didn't see
it. It had a horse tail on it. No.
Maybe I didn't put the wrong...
I might be thinking of somebody else. I got it.
Oh my god. Maybe that horse tail's I think I put the wrong thing in there.
Yeah, yeah. Do you want to go into one of the private rooms?
Please help me.
I'm sorry, did I need to escort someone to the private room?
Yes, please. Thank you, Tim.
Just step right over this way, please.
Are you going to be able to help me?
Yes, I'm going to be able to. Let me just step in, close the curtain. I'll be here to assist you. Let's just unsnap the belt there. There you are.
Okay.
All righty.
I can't believe I made that mistake.
Just squat and cough.
Okay.
Wouldn't it be nice to meet somebody?
Is it okay if I sit? I don't really need to lay down on the couch for today's session. I'm feeling pretty good.
Of course, yeah.
Or not good, but I don't know.
Where do you want to begin?
So I took your advice, and I did put myself out there.
Right.
Dating wise.
Mm-hmm.
I actually went on 3 dates since
3.
I was last here. Yeah.
That's a quick start. Wow.
Okay. Well, we had talked about me putting myself out there. I hadn't gone on any dates in 2 years.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So I went on 3. Two of them were just fine. One of them was longer, you know, like...
What period of time did these 3 dates occur?
Well, I saw you 2 weeks ago, so...
Right.
In the last two weeks.
They weren't consecutive.
I have the chimichurri for you, miss, and I have the chimichurri for you, sir.
thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I actually ordered the salmon.
I'm sorry. Let me just correct for her just 1 second. I think she meant the salmon. She ordered the salmon. Go ahead, darling. Go ahead.
Oh, you guys said the L.
So this guy, first of all, he's calling me darling on the first date, and that's just driving me fucking insane.
Yeah, he doesn't know you, clearly.
Okay, thank you. Because I wasn't sure, is this me? Am I being too judgmental? Are my walls up? Okay.
It's definitely you.
Oh, it is? Okay. Because it actually really drove me crazy, but I guess that's my problem.
No, it's not your problem.
Well, and then he kept correcting it's who I am.
Right.
And what would you say, judgmental? Or how do I...
Be less judgmental?
I don't know how to pinpoint who I am in that way. Because I want to fix that, right? Because I dismissed him really quickly.
Sure. You did. Well, whoever of these dates have agreed to go on a date with you,
maybe he
deserves the benefit of the doubt for the first date.
I mean, they've all agreed. I'm not open. Holding anyone hostage on these dates. They in fact asked me out on these dates. He asked me.
Right. They're beautiful. And then you pass judgment on him.
Yeah. Hi, I'm sorry. I can't help but notice I saw you crossing the street the other day. And there's a wonderful chimichurri place right across.
I like steaks or fish. Yeah, I like a chimichurri sauce on top of different meats for sure.
How about I pick you up tonight at my place?
That's very forward. Listen, if you wanted to get a meal, I'm actually trying to put myself more out there.
Yes.
I would like to get a meal with you. I actually work down the street. Why don't we just meet on this corner again? That feels like more comfortable for me.
Exactly. What time would you like to meet?
7.
Let's make it 8.
So weird that you would ask me.
Yeah, well, successful removal, right? Looks good. We don't do returns on these. So,
but I honestly, this is broken.
Yeah, you broke it.
Yeah, but it's within 60 days.
I don't know what you want. This isn't a radio segment.
I don't know what you want me to. I didn't expect to.
That's a horse tail butt plug that you broke. All right, it's got Bluetooth capability, and you destroyed the internals. So well, I mean, I don't know. What
I
you
don't
want.
See a horse tail on it, honestly.
Yeah, another reason why we ain't gonna return it, man. All right.
Well, I just feel like I don't know. That's not how customer service works. Like, I bought a product here less than 2 weeks ago. I used it on one date. I have no idea how this broke.
Hey, Jasmine, pick up the phone, brother. I just woke up. And I found a horsetail in the found a horsetail in my Just pick up the phone. Come on, man.
What's going on? Hey.
Yeah. Hey.
What's up, dude?
Hey, are you still sleepy?
No, I'm up.
No, I'm calling you back later. I'm not dealing with this. I'm sorry. No, I'm just not dealing.
Come on.
No,
man, come
no,
on,
no.
Come on,
no, no.
I'm up. I'm up. I'm up.
So, the second date that I went on, that one was even. That one was like really short. I don't even know if I would call it a date, to be honest. It was more that I was like at a hot dog stand ordering my own hot dog.
Right.
The guy behind me offered to pay for it, and I said yes.
Sure.
I leaned in for a kiss.
Said yes and then leaned in for a kiss.
I said yes. Well, yeah, I'm really trying.
High tag. High tag. Who got the high tag?
Yeah.
Do you get the high tag?
Well, yeah. This, yeah.
So you gonna take the hot dog? What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna take the hot dog. Thank
the
you.
I take the hot dog. Okay.
Is this one for me? Mustard.
That's a hot
relish.
Dog. Did you order a hot dog?
Yes. Okay. Yes. It's we all hot dog. Ordered hot dogs. It's a hot dog stand.
Everybody ordered a hot dog. Oh God, I gotta make some hot dogs. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Did you pay for the hot dog?
Yeah.
I think that's my hot dog. I think I paid for that hot dog.
Yeah, he's paying for my hot dog.
No, I bought that hot dog from
Hot dogs on him.
Get away from me. Get off of me. She just kissed me. What the fuck is going on here?
Sir, that's a bit of a hard shove.
So it doesn't sound necessarily like he was into you as much as he was the hot dog.
And that's the problem. You know, he just wasn't that into me as the book and movie talk.
What of his actions indicated to you it was time to kiss?
Well, to me, when a man pays for your meal, that's a date. And at the end of the date, you kiss.
Right. Of course. Of course. Of course. So, my question is, did you read anything into the fact that the item was a wiener?
God, no, I didn't. See, this is why it's so great that I come to you, because you can really look at things zoomed out, and I'm so zoomed
objectively,
in.
Objectively. Objectively. Yeah.
Objectively. That's the word.
Right. That's why I'm here.
Jesus, Deanie, I can't fix this. What the hell you want me to do with this, man?
Well, put it back together. What's the big
issue? I'm not going to put it back together. No, look, don't help him. Danny, you got to take this butt plug back, throw it away, or do something with it. I can't fix this.
Tell
thing.
Him to put it back together.
I'm not putting it back together. Danny, stop playing with the stuff. Will you come over here and listen to me? I'm not fixing this butt plug, man.
I just wanted to make sure. Who are you talking to?
You, Danny. You're
so.
Danny.
I can't
you
fix this
are
butt
Danny.
Plug.
You came in
this
here.
This thing was expensive.
Danny,
okay,
put,
it's an expensive.
Danny, but tell them to put it back together. Just put it back together.
No, just put it back together. Can't you hear? I mean, there's. I'm not the crazy one here. I bought an expensive Bluetooth capable butt plug that I used on one date with a wonderful woman.
I know. And you told me the story, man. I don't know why it's broken. I don't know how it's broken. I just know I'm not going to fix it. That's not what
it's
I
supposed
do.
To have a horsetail in the end. Do you see any horsetail on it?
I see I see like a hook that should be like a you can attach. Yeah, yeah, I see something
that
you can like.
Clearly
like,
was not made well. Just give me a new one. If you can't fix it, I don't expect you to be a miracle worker. Just get me another one of those on the wall.
I can't just. I'm not going to. Dude, these are $600. I'm not going to give you a free.
Yo, Danny, you came to the right place. Let me see the product.
Okay, well, I didn't break it this bad. It was in fewer pieces earlier, but now that here it is.
Hey, it's like death, right? Nobody's really dead. The molecules are just spread apart or whatever the fuck ever. Let me just see the thing.
Okay.
Okay? Yeah,
all
right.
Let's Again, look. I didn't do all that damage. No, somebody that tried to fix it took it apart
and look
more.
At
it
me. Was... Look at me. Uh-huh. I'm standing here with a half shirt on and dolphin
it's
shorts.
It's a belly shirt.
I'm not here to judge people. I'm here to fix products. You bring a broken butt plug in here, I fix a broken butt plug. I don't ask questions.
Okay.
I don't ask
you.
I don't ask what a horsetail is. I don't ask how you broke a butt plug.
I don't know what happened to the horsetail.
No. See, that's the whole thing. I didn't ask. I don't ask questions.
I wouldn't be able to tell you is the thing. I wouldn't.
And then there was Lionel.
Oh, yeah, Lionel.
And it was a good date. And what I liked about him was he came as himself. You know, like, we were going to Houston Steakhouse, and he came in a crop top and little dolphin shorts. And I just thought, this guy knows who he is, and he likes who he is.
Was this the one in the butt plug?
What?
Is this the one with the butt plug?
Well, yeah, he did have a butt plug with him. He didn't ask me to participate. He just kind of was fiddling with it all night.
So you're taking that from me, Lionel? I mean, I was hoping you'd fix it.
No, look, trust me. Give me a week. You get this thing back in better shape than it's ever been. You got to trust me.
Okay. All right. That's a $600 butt plug.
That's our show for today.
Oh my. Everything was just normal until we put a price on it. Oh, everything was just so straight and narrow. I want to thank all of our alchemists for joining us on this particular outing, starting with Mr. James Heaney. James, still coming to us from the state of Illinois.
I will be back in L.A. on Monday. So
all right, people,
moving
set your
forward,
clock to
I
it.
Will be back in town.
We're excited as hell to have you back. Right in time for the West Side Comedy Theater opening its doors in a slow fashion next week, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So that's exciting as hell. We can all grill Gorbos and gang on when we can get in there and do a live show. But thank you, James, very much for joining. Anything you would like to plug?
No, it's broken right now.
Okay. No worries. Just asking. Gary Anthony Williams, thank you so very, very, very much.
Thanks for letting me be a part of it, my friend.
Oh, yes, please. Where should folks be looking to find your wares?
If you got any little kids, I have a couple of voices in the new movie, Spirit Untamed. It's about a horse.
It is. That's exciting as hell. I saw the trailer. It looks great.
Yeah. And other than that, you know, I'm out in these streets, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm out here doing shit, man.
Which is where I'll find you.
Yeah, in these streets.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Jackie Gonzalez.
Oh, by the way, the house next door to me is for sale.
Okay, good.
Just putting it out there.
Did you want to buy that for me, or?
Just putting it out there. Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
All right. We'll list that under Joey's phone number at the end of the show. Jackie Gonzalez DeRuthy, thank you so very damn much.
Thank you for having me. What a blast.
Getting a giant airbed. As it turns out.
Yes. All are welcome. All are welcome. We do
at least four. It's a party of four.
Yeah.
Thank you again.
And thank you, Gary, for buying me a house. I can't wait to be your neighborhood. To be your neighborhood. Not your neighborhood.
Yes.
I'm at Jackie DeRuthy on the socials, and honestly, that's where you can find me right now. And sometimes you can find me in commercial breaks during basketball games, which is pretty fun. But you can find me on the socials at Jackie DeRuthy.
What's that product? I need to watch these commercials.
It is like a godsend commercial from last year that's like still rolling during the basketball games. God bless. It's Xfinity. No. Yeah, it's Xfinity. And I scream into a pillow. That's like the most like,
So if you want to see Jackie scream into a pillow, watch the NBA playoffs, I think is what we're learning.
The playoffs.
Okay. Fantastic. And Joey, if you want to see you scream into a pillow.
Come to my house.
Patreon. Yep.
That phone number
again. Come to my
house
right when I wake up or right before I go to sleep. And that's my meditation practice.
Sure. Thank you so very much for being here, Joey. Let's thank our engineer of the stars, Mr. Doug Bain. Find folks at iHeartMedia. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak, thanking you all very damn much for joining us and writing reviews and telling everyone you've ever met. Please be kind to each other. It's the right thing to do. Until next time.
How alchemy this?